This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We are in spring, and we need to stop to get ready to work on that lawn. So if the snow is all gone where you live, then the one thing that you want to do is to get ready for the season. And the first weed that you've got to control, if you had it, and most of us do, is crabgrass. And the most effective way is with a pre-emergent crabgrass control product. You don't want to give it a chance to get up and then try and kill it. You want to kill the seed. That way you prevent it from germinating, and it's a lot more effective. And Bonide Lawn and Garden, they have a four-phase program. One that will kill all the crabgrass seed. That way you don't have a problem. The second phase will take care of dandelions and chickweed and clover. And then they have straight fertilizers for the summer and for the fall. And right now, they have it on sale. And one of the things that they do when you buy all four steps at the same time, the nursery or the garden center where you buy it will give you a gift card that's good for $35 that you can use to buy shrubs, annuals, perennials, or insecticides or fungicides. So when you go to your local garden center, start thinking about the lawn and pick up the Bonide four-phase system and put down the crabgrass control. But the snow has got to be gone. Your lawn should be raked, and then it will, with the rain, it will create a barrier, like a skin on your soil, and kill all of the seed that's there. And that way you won't have a crabgrass problem. Isaiah, who is up first this hour?
All right, Paul. Up first, we have Jane from Cape Cod, and she has a question about trimming yew trees.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I planted some yew trees 25 years ago or so. Now they're very tall, and they are really crowding out blue spruce beside them. We don't know whether to pull them out or cut them down. How far can I cut them down, and they will come back?
Okay. You can, to keep them under control, to keep them thick and healthy, you can cut back as much as 50 to 60% of the green portion of your plant. So if you've got a branch that, let's say, is 3 feet long and all of the foliage is on the tips in 18 inches, you could take 9 to 10 inches off of it.
I have to go back to where something is green.
Right.
Okay, I've got a problem, I think. Okay.
Because if you cut it back and you remove all the foliage, it's nothing but sticks.
Yes.
It will come back, but it's going to take 2 to 3 years to really look halfway decent again.
Okay. Another question. If I put the over-the-top or preen on, will that prevent bulbs coming up?
No.
Okay.
No. Preen is similar to the product I was talking about to prevent crabgrass.
Right.
And what preen will do, it's something that if you've got a flower garden and you've got perennials, you would clean out your perennial beds, pull out all of the perennial weeds that are there, and cultivate the soil. And before you put down a little bit of compost or mulch, you put the preen down.
Okay.
And any weed seeds that are in the soil that will germinate as it grows through the soil, and it punctures through this skin of preen, it will absorb the product and it will kill the plant.
Good. Well, thank you very much and have a good day.
You too, Jane. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, well,
bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, looks like we have Terry from Massachusetts. And she has a question about her cherry tree.
Okay. Terry, good morning. How can we help you with your cherry tree today?
Walking the dog the other day, and I have an ornamental cherry that I bought 2 years ago that's been healthy, you know, it got going pretty well. And I noticed, though, that a bunch of the bark is peeled clean away. It's not gone. It's just like sticking out, and the bare tree from the inside of the tree is visible. And I just noticed it the other day. I don't know what happened to it and what the problem could be.
Okay. So you're getting like splits in the bark?
About 5 inches up from the ground, yes.
Okay. Is it only on one side of the tree?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Okay. It sounds to me like you have... this splitting is caused by the sun during the winter. So the sun hits your tree, and let's say your outside air temperature is 25.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun hits the tree, and on a cherry, the bark is dark brown to black in color. So the bark absorbs the rays of the sun. It warms the bark above freezing. Mm-hmm. And the sun comes up in the morning, keeps the tree nice and warm the rest of the day. And then during the winter, by 5 o'clock, it's dark. Now your bark that was, let's say, 35 degrees, when the sun goes down, begins to cool. Mm-hmm. And it will get right down to the air temperature. So if your outside air temperature in the evening drops down to, let's say, 20 or 25, and then during the day back up 30, 35, that up and down will crack the bark.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 times in the spring, when the plant begins to grow, where it's cracked, it will produce brand new bark.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And it will heal itself just like a scab on a cut or a bruise that, you know, that broke the skin. It produces a scab that will help to prevent infection. So It's some years you have it and some years there's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
And fruit trees tend to get a lot of this winter cracking. And some of the ornamental trees, especially dark-colored bark trees, like purple-leaf plum, mm-hmm. flowering cherry, corn-zone cherry, or weeping cherry. So all of your cherry family, all of your flowering plums, and all of your fruit trees, and it depends on the winter.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that warm spell in February might have contributed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And it is from the direction of the sun. That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That's what the sun comes from.
You know, we had a very, very mild February, and then when we got to the end of February, we went to 50-degree days, and then all of a sudden, we had 50 inches of snow where I live in Maine, and it was just crazy. I mean, I was ready to go out there and start raking the lawn because we had no snow cover. We had beautiful weather, and then in a nine-day period around Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day was the only day we didn't get snow in that nine-day period, we ended up with 52 inches of snow on the ground from zero to 52 in a nine-day period. So the weather has been up and down, and was talking to my son yesterday. He lives in Lowell, Mass., and he had freezing rain and sleet and hail and everything else. And at my house in Maine, we got 3 inches of snow. So
yeah.
Mother Nature, she's kind of mixed up right now. And hopefully she'll get her head together and bring us some weather where we can get outside. But that will heal itself. What I would is try and get like a 5-pound bag of either tree tone or plant tone fertilizer. It comes from a spomer. It's organic. Make some holes around the tree with a crowbar and put the whole bag around it.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you. So if you need some advice, you want to solve a problem that you had last year so that you can avoid it, give us a call. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up first, it looks like we have Angelo from New York, and he has a question on a new product he wants to try out.
Okay, Angelo, good morning. How can we help you out today? Hi, Angelo.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. And yourself?
I'm fine. Paul, the reason I'm calling today is because every year at this time, I see advertised through various papers a product by a company called, if I pronounce them correctly, Zoysia. And it comes out of their Zoysia Farm Nurseries.
Right.
And what they claim to have are plugs that you put into your grass. And according to the advertisement that I have here in front of me, they say Zoysia grows where other grass doesn't. It's guaranteed to grow. It eliminates endless weeds and weeding. It's environmental friendly, no chemicals needed. Cuts watering and mowing by as much as 2/3. Stays green in summer through heat and drought. And it goes on to say that it was perfected by the U.S. government and released in cooperation with the U.S. Golf Association as a superior grass.
Right.
Now, as I said, I see them advertise this every year during springtime. So it's not like they're a startup company, but I know nothing about this product, and I don't know how well the product stands up to what they claim it does. And I was wondering if you can give me any information about this.
Where do you live?
In New York.
Okay. Are you in upper state or lower New York?
Lower.
Lower New York. Okay. I used to live on the south shore of Boston. I was 25 miles to the south. And Zoysia grass was being planted. And it does everything that you just said to me. There is a couple of things you got to be aware of. Zoysia grass is very aggressive. It spreads with underground roots. So when you order the grass, they will send you like a piece of sod. that is, let's say, 18 inches square. And you take a pair of scissors or pruners, and you cut one-inch plugs. And then you go out in your lawn, and you make a hole, and you put this plug in it, and you measure 12 to 15 inches, and you make another hole, and you put another piece, and you do this checkerboard type planting in your lawn. And within 2 years, the grass that was there is gone. It just jumps over it, goes under it and on top, and it just chokes it out, and your whole lawn will be zoysia. And it will continue to spread. So it will go into your neighbor's yard. It will go into areas where you probably don't want it to grow. But it's a good grass. You won't have any weeds. You won't have any crabgrass, dandelions, or things like that. Now, the one negative thing about zoysia is, again, I was 25 miles to the south of Boston and roughly 25 miles to Cape Cod, which is a much warmer climate than Boston. And it was the last grass to turn green. In the spring, where everybody else's lawn would be green, this would still be in dormancy. And in the fall, once you had a good, hard, killing frost, the zoysia would go dormant, and it would turn brown, just like it would during a drought or during the middle of winter. So, for all practical purposes, if you have a really bad soil and nothing seems to grow, it's a great type of way to do it, but you have to realize that it's going to spend more time being green, less time being green than brown. Late to turn green and early to turn brown in the fall. But if you can deal with that and you don't want to have weeds or crabgrass or anything else, it's a good grass. Washington, D.C. South, unbelievable.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Paul Cameron Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next on the Paul Cameron Garden Club?
Up next, looks like we have Catherine from Cape Cod, and she has a question about her sunflowers.
Catherine, good morning. How can we help you out with your sunflowers today?
Here's the thing. I just started ranting in December, so I had to dig up, you know, sandy soil on Cape Cod and grass. I tried to treat it, but didn't do it well. So the mammoth sunflowers did not get mammoth at all. But what happened was they would get up there about 2-3 feet, and then I come out and they'd be falling down. Something just bit it. What is that, and what do I do?
Okay. Well, it's nothing to do with your soil. It's some type of animal that's coming in.
Really?
Yep. What
I
would do?
Not a bug or a cotton? I'm sorry.
Well, if your sunflower is 2 feet tall, the stem would be kind of big for a cutworm to take it down. Because at that point, it's probably the size of your thumb.
Yeah, at least. It's taller than that, the flower, I think.
Okay.
To stop.
Okay. Well, to me, it's some type of animal. Because a cutworm would have attacked the sunflower when it was first coming out of the ground, and the stem is really tender type tissue. Once it gets to be a couple of feet tall, that tender tissue is getting to be woody almost. So it's got to be some type of animal. So what I would do is go down to your local nursery and spray the stem of the plant with an animal repellent product that will prevent animals from chewing on it.
What do you recommend?
Okay, there's a company called EverGuard.
EverGuard,
they're from Connecticut, and they're a national company, and
they have animal repellents for deer and elk. They have an animal repellent for woodchucks that would come into your garden and small critters. So the one product that I use is their small critter repellent.
Okay.
And
that's what it is.
And I had a lot of people last year, for some reason, there was an overabundance of chipmunks. And they were making a lot of holes around the foundation of your house.
Okay.
And this all-purpose small critter.
Okay.
And you can buy it as a concentrate or in a ready-to-use sprayer.
Okay.
And you would spray it on the stem of your sunflower, and they will stay away.
Really? Okay. I know it's squirrels, Paul. I know it is. There's nothing else. There's no woodchuck, no deer where I live.
Okay. Yeah. So if you take the small critter and you spray it on the stems, it will do the job for you.
Thank you. And real quickly, I'm gathering with you information to mix up the soil, compost, black gold, cow manure.
Yes. The black gold cocoa fiber is a really good product, and it's actually the hull of the coconut plant.
Oh, okay.
And what they do is when they want to get the coconut, they cut the hull. They pull out the coconut, and normally they would throw it away. Well, they found out that if they break it up and chop it into little pieces and you mix it with your soil, the cocoa fiber will hold the same amount of moisture as peat moss.
That's what I need, too.
Yeah, but the main difference between peat moss and cocoa fiber is that peat moss will last about 6 months in your garden, and then it breaks apart and becomes part of the soil.
Right.
But the cocoa fiber does not break down, and it will last in your soil for 3 years,
not just
a half a year. And you can buy it by the bag at your local garden center.
Okay. So I'll search around for that. All right, that sounds good. Now, hostas, you know how hardy they are when they all go together in a clump.
Right.
So it took me forever to separate them. I'm like, gosh, I got like 25. But I don't know if I did it right. The soil was bad. There was only like 4 leaves. Before the cold came, they were like dead yellow leaves. Forget about it. Should I worry?
No, I wouldn't worry.
Okay.
If they were well established, they should come right back for you.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Definitely. Okay. I know I'm going to have to call you next week, but I have so many questions.
I'm here every single Sunday, so get up early, make yourself a cup of coffee, and
I will.
Give me a call.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, when do I stop putting that soil in there? And I want to germinate the sunflower seeds in a paper towel, because I don't have a lot of sun either.
Yeah. Well, the best thing with sunflowers, just plant them directly into a little pot. And if rather than germinating in the paper towel and then transplanting, sunflowers, which I didn't realize, and Cianne, our bird lady, was telling me that if you take a sunflower seed and the seed covering is off, it will not germinate. But it has to have the seed on it. So just get, you can buy plastic seed trays.
Yeah.
Like a cell pack.
Yeah.
And you could start your individual sunflowers in the house 3 weeks before you normally plant. So where I live in Maine, I try and plant around the 15th of May.
Okay,
so I would start it the third week of April in the house and then plant it in the garden the 15th of May.
Right. Pick it right out of those little pots. It's only like 3 inches tall. Put it right in the ground.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Gary from Mass, and he has a question about his Rose of Sharon.
Okay. Gary, good morning. How can we help you with the Rose of Sharon?
Morning. I purchased the Rose of Sharon, the multicolor, about 4 years ago from Brex. They came in at about 2 feet tall.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a look of a tree, like maybe 4 feet with no branches, and then like a big ball, a 3 foot by 3 foot ball on top of it, and it's all blooming. But I haven't been able to make them bloom. No flowers for 4 years now.
Okay. How big is your plant now?
I trim it, and it is about 760.
Okay. What time
tall.
Of the year? What time of the year do you prune it?
That 1 year I did it in the spring. No flowers came out, and I said, "Okay, let me do it in the fall." No flowers came out the next year, and now I'm just stuck on what to do.
Okay.
When to do it?
Rose of Sharon is a plant that will make its flowers on the new growth. So if you want to create a shape, prune it now and give it the shape that you want and then feed it. Now, you can buy a product called Plant Tone. And Plant Tone is an all-organic fertilizer. And it also has the beneficial microbes in it. And Espoma is the oldest organic fertilizer company that we have in this country. And they add beneficial microbes, beneficial bacteria, beneficial bacillus in it. And it's a slow feeding process. And what I do when I feed my deciduous, this Plant Tone is for all plants that lose their foliage during the winter. And then you have Holly Tone. And Holly Tone is for plants that retain their leaves during the winter, like azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel. But Rose of Sharon, like forsythia, lilacs, burning bush, they lose their leaves. So you want to use Plant Tone. And if it's in a planting bed, just pull back the mulch, follow the recommendations on the amount to use, and scratch it into the ground and put the mulch back. If it's growing and it's grass all the way around it, what I do with some of my plants that are like that, I will take a crowbar, read the label, and it will tell you how much to use depending on the diameter of your trunk or the height or width of your plant. And I take a crowbar, and I come out halfway between the trunk and the ends of your branches. And I'll take a crowbar and punch it right through the grass, wiggle it back and forth to make a bigger hole, and go down about 6 to 8 inches. And I'll put a half a handful into the hole, then take the crowbar and push it in a little bit further, put some soil over it, and make a series of holes all the way around. And if you can do that spring and fall, I guarantee you you're going to have some blossoms on that plant. So prune it now, feed it now. That will help to produce some new growth, and it will help to make flower buds for you.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And let us know how it works out. Now, is the plant getting plenty of sun? The other thing is with the Rose of Sharon, they got to have a lot of sun. So if you've got them planted in the shade, that could be another reason why it's not flowering. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next and needs a little bit of help with their garden? Isaiah?
All right, first up, we have George from Massachusetts, and he has a question about pruning plants.
Okay. George, good morning. What type of shrubs are you looking to prune, George?
Well, I have several varieties of shrubs on my property. And
okay.
I wanted to know when would be the best time to fertilize them. And the other point is when would be the best time to prune them.
Okay.
I have Cannondale Gold and Euphronimus. And I have Japanese holly.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on, and I'll tell you how to do prune and feed all of these plants. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with George about pruning. Now, George, do you have both flowering and non-flowering plants?
I do have some of those, yes. But these specific ones that I'm talking about, I don't believe they flower. The Cannondale Gold, Euronymous, and the other one was the Japanese Holly.
Right. Right. Okay. Now, as a general rule, and it would pertain to these, the Euonymus and the Holly, the Japanese Holly, does make a little bit of a flower, and some varieties will produce a little black fruit that the birds will eat. The Euonymus will be either a gold leaf, green and white, green and yellow, or straight green, and they don't produce any blossom or any fruit. So any plant that does not really produce fruit that would help to make your garden stand out, you would do the pruning in the spring of the year. So during March or April, depending on where you live, yes, when the snow is gone, you would prune them to control the height of the plant, the width, and the overall size of your plant to create a plant that is like a mound or pointed like a cone, but to give it character. So plants like yews, juniper, hemlock, arborvitae, anything that's evergreen that doesn't flower, you would prune in the early spring before the growth forms on that plant. If it's a plant that blossoms, like forsythia or lilac, what you want to do is allow them to flower. So if you were to prune your azaleas
in the spring of the year, you're going to remove all the flower buds. So as soon as your azaleas are done blooming in the spring, then you prune it. If it's forsythia, when they begin to go by, that's when you prune it. A rhododendron will not bloom until late May, early June.
Okay.
So when they get done blooming, that's when you would prune the plant to control the size and to encourage new growth to make it bigger and thicker and fuller.
Okay.
But the plants that you have are non-flowering for the most time, and by pruning them in the spring, you're going to encourage new growth to develop on that plant to make it thicker and to make it fuller looking.
Okay. My question also, the Heller's Japanese holly, 2 years ago, I lost them. We had a bad winter, and it got very cold, so I lost them. I'm planning to replant, get some new Japanese holly, and so I should prune those when is the best time, in the spring?
Springtime only. See, if you take an evergreen plant, and it could be a rhododendron, it could be holly, but holly is, and your plant is Heller holly, but it's really ilex, and that's the family name. And when you prune them in the fall of the year, and the plant is getting ready to go into dormancy, where you made that cut doesn't have enough time to make a scab.
I see.
So when the wind blows during the winter through the plant, because you've got a cut, it will suck the moisture out of there, and your plant will lose a lot more moisture because it's not a sealed plant anymore because of all the pruning that you did.
The other thing,
if you prune it in the fall and you cut some leaves with your shearing of the plant, and you prune some of the leaves and you take half of it off, when spring arrives, you're going to have a gray edge where you made the cut, and it's going to look terrible. If you wait until the spring and you prune it, you're going to have to deal with half a leaf for only about a month, because the new growth will come. It will hide the leaf that was damaged in that pruning.
That is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.